Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A night that will not soon be forgotten in Cleveland. Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph, a helmet being swung and hitting Mason Rudolph in the head. A really, really bad scene on Thursday Night Football for the world to see. And there's a lot of eyeballs on that game last night, man. Of course, with everything around the Browns, the Steelers have fans all over the place. This wasn't like, you know, your Titans-Jaguars Thursday night game that people might check in on because they may have Leonard Fournette on their fantasy team. This was a game that people were interested in watching.
It wasn't a great game. Intense, but it wasn't a great game.
Yeah, and let's not forget, too, about the Demaryius Randle hit, too, and him getting ejected. But before this, because that... You've got a man was already ejected for an illegal hit, and Deontay Johnson's walking off the field bleeding from his ear, and then that happened. Freddie Kitchens is just like, he might be an anarchist, this man. I mean,
after the game, they were talking to him about some of his comments that he made in preseason when they were going against the Colts.
Yeah.
And I guess there were some scuffles in the preseason practices. And then he basically said then that we're not going to back down from anybody. You know, the whole Neanderthal meathead right. kind of way that you would answer something like that, that most coaches would answer that way. But last night it played itself out, and it was not pretty. Just feel like the Browns are on the brink of just, like, totally imploding. But yet they still win the game last night.
Yeah, I know. They did win the game.
And by the way, our update guy today, part of the NARP posse that he is,
yes.
CeeLo, kind of looks like Mason Rudolph, doesn't he?
Yeah, you know what? There is that.
Yeah?
Now,
yeah.
Mason Rudolph, more tall and slender, CeeLo a little shorter and pudgier, but the face, yes, there is a resemblance. Uh-huh. If you took the glasses off, sure.
I think if you put this helmet on.
You're going to rip it off. You're going to rip it off. And
swing it right at his noggin there.
You may look like Mason Rudolph. I don't know how to get.
See, now I need to post a picture. The listeners may not know the name, but Dave Uram, who does updates here on the weekend.
Yeah, we don't know his name.
Well, I'm
either.
Telling you, when I've looked at Mason Rudolph, I think I'm looking at Dave Uram. He's
really?
A dead ringer.
I'll tell you, take your glasses off, put that helmet on.
I may have to post a picture.
Just like Mason Rudolph. If you can get that helmet on, you got a little baby head.
Get this thing on.
Little baby head.
Yeah.
Might have to have Allie come back and redo my makeup after I just put that helmet on.
No, you do. Oh God!
That's as far as there you go.
There you go.
Right. Yeah,
better.
Look you know
that.
What? There's a resemblance there.
Right. I swear to God,
there's
just like Mason Rudolph.
there really is.
That's really Mason Rudolph.
No, I know it's the
just
same.
Just need the Steelers helmet.
It's like the eyes and nose and the forehead. They look. Yeah, he looks just.
This actually
like
feels
it.
Pretty
let me
good.
Say something. That is. The
I always wanted to play football
in college football history, right there. I don't
in
care what anybody
college
says.
College football history.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, are
okay.
you going to be able to read the update without your glasses? Can you put them back on?
I'm nearsighted, so like you're a little blurry right now. Not a little. You're very blurry.
Okay.
So I wouldn't know who you look like.
Hey,
right
Boomer, now just rip it off and then hit him in the head with it.
I know.
It.
Eddie wants me to rip it off and hit you in the head with
it. Of course
it. I'm not
going
to do that.
He's a.
I'm telling you, he looks just like Mason Rudolph.
What I don't have is my. Let's see if I can get my earbuds in from the side so I can actually hear the sound I'm about to play.
Boomer, we have to remember that CeeLo is. You knock CeeLo off his game at all. It's
no.
a complete disaster.
It is.
No,
I know. It's not like Jerry.
You could light Jerry on fire and he'll just plow right through. But CeeLo, we got to make sure everything's right. So we might have to take this helmet off him.
No, it's all right. I'll be okay.
You got it?
You guys
sure?
ready to? Yeah, sure.
I think
not?
You have to wear that helmet for
How about
the whole
this?
Show.
I'm going underneath with the,
I think,
the earbud.
Right,
you hold
I,
the whole show? What about when I go out in the newsroom?
Yeah, for 10-10 wins, the whole thing. You got to wear it.
No,
wins.
He can't do it 10-10 wins. He's got a headset on for that.
Yeah.
It would be impossible.
Right.
He can't come on. Don't.
I need the earpiece like the quarterbacks have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just here. Do yourself a favor.
No, I'm good. I'm
you
just
sure?
trying to be able to hear when I play the bites. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Godspeed, CeeLo.
Okay.
If we took that script away from him, he'd forget how to speak English. Like, that's the way he
I'd
is.
I sound like
man.
Minko.
Yeah. All right. Well, when you're ready, with your earpiece and your helmet.
Screw the earpiece.
Oh, God.
You guys can tell me when the clip's
okay.
On.
All right. All right. Very good. We'll give you some
brought
hand
to you
signals.
By Bobby V's Restaurant and Sports Bar and Winners Stanford, the destination crafted for all. And certainly we will start with the Thursday nighter. I admit the Knick game ended. I flipped it on. It was 14-7. It was kind of boring, and I figured I'd go to bed. So, of course, I woke up to this.
Rudolph will dump it off to the left side. Trey Edmonds, the catch, sprints out of bounds. And a fight at the 9-yard line. Flags are thrown. The Browns and the Steelers, and Garrett just threw a punch. And Pittsburgh retaliating. Marquise Pouncey was kicking in there, and flags are flying.
Ryan Eagle trying to figure it all out in the final seconds, ticking off in Cleveland. What's that?
No, I was just talking.
See, there you go. Because I don't have my headset on. I thought he was talking to me on the air.
Tremendous. Them, yes.
I apologize. All Browns right, win the game 21-7. A dominant effort by their defense. But, of course, it's marred by the fight that took place there. Miles Garrett and Mason Rudolph getting into it on the ground. Garrett ends up ripping Rudolph's helmet off, swings it at him, clocking him on top of the head. He had another Browns player knocking Rudolph down from behind. Marquise Pouncey swinging and kicking at Garrett. In the end, three ejections, a total mess. We'll give the first word to Garrett, who agreed that his actions were embarrassing.
Absolutely. You know, that is embarrassing. You know, what I did was foolish, and I shouldn't allow myself to slip like that.
Now, Rudolph says he's never...
Could you imagine? You feel how heavy that helmet is on your head
actually,
right now?
Actually, it feels pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, maybe an old-school helmet would feel heavier. This feels nice. Nice
and light. Well, that's a real helmet, and that's the same helmet that he swung last night, the same manufacturer, the same type of helmet.
So maybe we should have you knock me in the head. And
No. But I'm just saying, could you imagine getting hit on the top of the head with that helmet swung at that speed?
What I'm amazed at is this poor kid got knocked out a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Like, out.
Yes.
And then last night he gets cracked on the head and then shoved from behind, and he was completely fine.
Yeah.
He, like, jumped up. His arms are in the air. He's looking around.
He's
going
to have to get checked. He's going to have to get checked out, though, because he that's another part of this, is you might find out that he's back in concussion protocol, because it was only a couple weeks ago that he missed a game because of it. And that guy, Goose Hodges or whatever his name was.
Delvin.
Devlin. Oh,
the duck.
Yeah, Duck Hodges had to start a game.
Devlin, Duck Hodges.
Devlin. His nickname was Duck.
Duck.
He did say after the game that he felt fine, but you're right. Sometimes those things, as we've learned with Sterling Shepard, can crop up after the fact. And in any event, Rudolph says, I've never seen anything like that on a football field before.
Not in my years, but yeah, I mean, I thought it was pretty cowardly, kind of pretty bush league, which, you know, there's plenty of tape out there to watch. I haven't seen it replay, but yes.
And then you got Freddie Kitchens, as Boomer alluded to. He did call Garrett's actions unacceptable, but the question from the reporter about his comments during training camp when the Browns and the Colts did get into some fights, and he had said, we're not going to back down from anybody. So that was brought up, but he did not feel it applied in this situation.
I never okayed fights. Did I want them to get after their ass? Yes, I did. But that's not fighting. That's not after the whistle.
So he was not happy about that. He had a little back and forth there.
Like,
did I want them to get after their ass? Yes, Did I want to put a scare in them boys? Yes, But I never said grab a weapon and hit them over the head with it, did I? Find me that tape.
Gosh. Oh, boy. Think Adam the Bull's going to have a good day today?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, talk about hosting a radio show in like a hotbed of just crap. I mean, his co-host was like threatened. His life was threatened by a member of the Cleveland Browns.
Who they ended up cutting.
Right, who ended up cutting, and now you have this. I mean, my goodness.
Didn't he like stay home from work for a couple of days because they were concerned for his well-being? Or
really?
Maybe I imagine that. That was a joke, but I thought I had read that he stayed away for a few days.
I gotta find
out. I'll have to look into that. I don't want to spread false narrative there, but let's leave it to Baker Mayfield to kind of step in and kind of sum this whole thing up. A sobering reality for the Browns on a night gone wrong.
Instead of feeling like we just won a game that we really needed, we talk about a singular focus and mindset. It feels like we lost.
And you know, it was a huge win for them, and if he would have just, Myles Garrett just got off the field, they'd obviously be feeling pretty good about themselves. It was their season's kind of on the line, so to speak. And now they've got to deal with some more controversy. And as you guys pointed out, they meet again, these two teams in Pittsburgh, in a little over 2 weeks' time.
Do you have the Steelers call of that
whole
thing?
The whole mess?
Yeah.
I don't All right, so at this moment, for next hour, absolutely.
Yeah, try to get that. I'm just curious to see how they handle that
whole
thing.
So former Browns head coach Hugh Jackson's going to run this Colin Kaepernick workout in Atlanta Saturday, and Joe Philbin's involved as well. There's the two names that you really want to have associated with the whole thing.
What, Jim Tom Sula was available.
Breaking wind. And apparently you've got at least 13 teams that are set to attend, and they're going to send video of the workout to all 32 teams, including head coaches and GMs. And then, of course, the night, I guess, kind of got lost in the shuffle last night. Quincy Anunua taking to Twitter to just put the Jets on blast about he was fined, I think, $27,000 for missing two treatments while he was on injured reserve. And he put out multiple posts on Twitter kind of venting about the whole situation, feeling it's unfair.
All right.
He took his veteran wife out to lunch on Veterans Day and then had an emergency at his house.
Okay, but didn't tell the Jets until after the fact. All right, so we all got to grow up and we got to be adults here. And this is what happens when a new coach comes in and sets down new ground rules and tries to create a new environment of responsibility for the players. And then what do the players do? They go and whine on social media.
This is like the crap that you got to deal with. It's the thing to do
The coach is trying to come in and change the culture of what's going on in that locker room. That crap like this before was let go, was not fined or whatever. And his coach has got hard and fast rules. This is what you got to do. This is what you got to follow. And you're no different than anybody else on the team. So if you are on IR and you are responsible and supposed to get treatment, you have to be there.
And if there is an emergency or there's something going on, tell us about it beforehand.
Just be an adult and say, look, my wife's a veteran. I want to take her out to lunch on Veterans Day. So, all right, so you either come in and get your treatment at 8 o'clock in the morning and then go have Veterans Day lunch, whatever. Just be an adult about it.
Right. If he had told them in advance, do you think they would have excused it?
I don't know.
They would have worked on it. They would have said, okay, let's do it another day. Or, yeah, I totally understand. But it's the communication aspect. Have respect for the process. Then you don't have to worry about it.
You always hear often, when Bill Parcells took over the Jets from Richie Kotite, he brought his guys in that locker room with him to carry the message to the players. You know what I mean? And Rex Ryan did that here with Bart Scott when he brought in Bart and Jim Leonard and the defensive lineman Burnett, I think it was. Marquise Douglas. Yeah. So you bring the guys in that are going to carry your message in that locker room. So you'll police the locker room yourself. I don't necessarily know that was happening here.
Dak Prescott's on the TV with us here. I've never seen that before. I was trying to
touch him.
I was going to give him a high five. They moved it.
Now you're touching the Bulls.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
This is the whole culture, the locker room temperature. This is... all speaks to this. And then, of course, he's got to go on Twitter and go on a rant like a little baby. Come on, Quincy. You can't be like this. You got to be an adult.
Were you still covering the Jets when he was around?
I was. I will say, when he was first drafted, if you recall, he had that legal situation kind of surrounding him. So at first, we couldn't speak to him. And when he was made available, it was, I can't comment, speak to the lawyers. So you didn't really get to know him. Obviously, reputation-wise, he's turned into a guy that you wouldn't expect something like this from.
Yeah.
And that was what kind of concerned me with the – and I know he's going through a lot with the injury, and as he revealed in the tweets, he's 50-50 whether or not doctors are telling him whether he can even play again. But he said, normally I wouldn't put this out there, but I've had multiple players come to me and tell me it's not cool. And that speaks to your point about – the locker room versus the culture the coach is trying to build, and they're just not being on the same page.
Now, we've all been doing jobs in this business for a long time, right? Have you ever had to be somewhere, not shown up, and not told your bosses that you weren't going
never,
to be there?
Never.
Okay. Case closed.
I was never late for a meeting. I never missed a meeting. I never not show up. I've always been there. This mindset that you could just blow it off and not talk to anybody.
Right, especially when you're getting paid. He's still getting paid. It's not like these guys working for free.
Maybe his career may be over. Yeah. That could be all part of it. But just go through the process. Do what your responsibilities require you to do and don't go public with it.
Speaking of being late, Antonio Callaway now out of a job with the Browns. And there was the 10-game suspension attached to that as well, as he apparently calls it a tainted CBD product. That was the word. Now, he's appealing He's waiting to hear. It was a tainted CBD recovery pain
sure
management
was,
product.
Yeah. And that's genius. Yeah. That's just genius. So it was supposed to just be the CBD. Somehow the THC ended up in there as well. Yeah. Oh, they don't know how to separate these things.
So he was coming off having been late on game day last week against the Bills. So they deactivated him. And reportedly he was late again this week. So on top of the suspension, the Browns just said, that's enough. And they waived him yesterday.
So they had this kid Whitehead, mm-hmm. who they got
threatened to kill everybody.
Radio guys.
Right.
Then you have this thing last night.
Sure.
Then you have this kid Callaway.
Right.
Then you got Randall get thrown out of the game mm-hmm. last night. I mean, that this is really
Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr. with different cleats and getting fined for that.
And the watch and all that. And this is like a fiasco.
Oh, yeah.
They need to make the playoffs. We gotta have them right involved in everything.
And somehow they got a chance to get to 500 next week, right? Yeah. Isn't that the crazy part?
It is. And they're going to be favored for their next six games. You know, the two games that they're not going to be favored, I think it's the Ravens and the Pits at the Steelers.
So you want to do a quick Knicks here? Yeah, just quickly, please.
Yeah, sure. The intro for KP last night at the Garden.
And it's over at 7-3 from Latvia. Number 6, Kristaps.
And that would
even
continue.
The PA announcer gave some snark in there. 7-3 from Latvia. Did you hear that?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. And I give the Knicks fans credit. It continued throughout the entire game every time he touched the ball. And it turned out to be a good one back and forth. Yeah, the exciting finish of the third quarter, tight throughout the fourth. And Marcus Morris draining the go-ahead three in the final half minute. He had 16 of his 20 in the second half as the Knicks won the game 106-103. Frank Ntilikina icing it at the line. Played some excellent defense as well. That's two wins over Dallas in about a week's time. Here was Morris on his big shot.
I'm excited. Somebody called me and said that's my Nick moment. So hopefully it's not the last one. And, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, keep pushing.
As for the KP reception.
You know, I've been to Phoenix, obviously San Antonio this year. It was another level. And, you know, it looked like it was a little rattled too. So, you know, it kind of helped us.
Did you see at halftime they had an ISO on him? It looked like he started to walk into the Nick locker room and then he did left turn.
Yes, that was hilarious.
So, yeah, he was a little off. He did have 20 and 11, but he was quiet late. We'll give you one from Porzingis. He says no hard feelings with the fans.
I understand where they're coming from, you know, and what happened in the past. It's in the past. I'm with a new team right now, and I just want to win games with my team.
As for the
he
Knicks,
was ice cold at the beginning of the game too. I think he missed his first four or five shots.
He was nervous.
He was it was terrible. Yeah.
You know, look, he's saying all the right things after the game and all.
Sure.
I can understand that must have been tough for him last night, but he seemed to have a smile on his face after the game was over.
Everybody's going to live,
and everybody's going to be fine.
Yeah. That's right.
And good job by the Knicks fans, though.
Oh yeah. No.
And by the way, I don't know if you saw the Maple Leafs and the Islanders the other night. You know, every time John Tavares is on the ice, the Islander fans were giving it to him.
Oh yeah, they were. And another good win for them. Jerry's apparently going to go check out the Maple Leafs while he's up in Toronto.
Oh, he actually splurged on the tickets.
Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Nice. Good for him.
Big trip for him. Nets lost again, and I don't even know what to say about our Rangers. I mean, that was
Don't even talk about
it
right now. It's just a disaster.
9-3.
Now they got Florida coming up, and they better wake up.
Seton Hall played Michigan State tough, lost by 3. Miles Powell 37.
All right, CeeLo, we appreciate it. We'll see you next hour, helmet or not.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.